We should mention the Rambler column.
It started by my dad back, I think, in the 30s before he became editor. And then Roger Devlin took it over for many, many years. Roger did a lot of it by just wandering around downtown and talking to people. Of course, eventually he got known by a lot of people in town, and it was mostly bits and snippets of things. Troy Gordon's column was somewhat similar in The World. And then my brother Dave took it over. He, having been a former Washington reporter and an entertainment editor, came at it in somewhat different thing. But anyway, three different people ran that column for over half a century, which is a pretty good sense of continuity. And we had some other great columnists. Jay Cronley came to us. Of course, his dad was an excellent sports writer on the Oklahoman. And so Jay grew up in the business, too. And he was himself a tremendous athlete, played baseball for OU and so on. I remember Jay learning to write in the column form that he used. I often use him as an example because I would edit him, but Jay would write and rewrite and rewrite a piece until he got it the way he wanted. And of course, the more you do that, then the less rewriting you have to do because you begin to learn the shortcuts to doing things correctly. Jay was a tremendous column writer who has had more than a dozen books published and I don't know how many magazine articles and so on. And then we had writers like Mike Sowell, who's now a professor of journalism at OSU, who was one of the great light touch writers. We had Jim Downing, who was Buddy Fallis's father-in-law, who would write stories about his family that were absolutely hilarious. As an example of the kinds of things we did, we sent Jim to drive from Tulsa to Panama and record his experiences. This was 40-some years ago. And every border he came to was just about like the Berlin Wall. They were never open for business. They always wanted bakshish, or as they say in Spanish, la mordida, the bite, the bribe for getting through. And of course, the roads were full of potholes that could swallow an ordinary automobile. So Jim had some funny stories, but he was pretty good in Spanish, so he could get stories from the people